You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to the pre-market opening podcast right here on Money Control. We'll take a look at all the action that transpired on the 9th of May 2018 and what we can look forward to on today, the 10th of May 2018, which also happens to be the birth anniversary of two great Indian writers, Nayantara Sehgal and Kefi Azmi. A, we will remember them, and B, it also happens to be the day on which a mutiny of sepoys took place in Meerut in 1857. Yes, the War of Indian Independence, or Sepoy Mutiny, if you were the British, began on the 10th of May back in 1857. What kind of action we will see on Dalal Street today, we'll find out on Money Control.
The Morning Market Podcast, a Money Control exclusive.
Well, the 9th of May, that is yesterday, proved to be a strong day for Indian markets as Nifty closed well above its crucial psychological support level of 10,700 for the third consecutive day. What else transpired in the markets and can we look forward to 10,800? That's what we'll discuss on the first part of this podcast. Indeed, it was a strong day for Nifty, but the index failed to close above the 10,750 levels, which it had breached in intraday trade. The index is likely to trade sideways within the range of 10,600 and 10,780. Unless it does not breach either side of the range decisively. Once the index does breach the 10,785 mark, it is likely to head higher towards 10,910, according to analysts. Overall, though, the outlook remains bullish on the index for the short term, with a target of 10,910 rupees. A stop loss can be placed around 10,600 levels for all long positions. Well, it was an eventful day outside of Dalal Street as well. Oil has hit a 3.5-year high after the US quit the Iran deal. On this, we've done a detailed podcast about everything you want to know about the Iran deal, what it is all about, how it affects global markets, why Trump withdrew from it, and what the global reaction to it has been. All of that is covered in that podcast. One of the things I also spoke about on that podcast was the fact that oil prices could be affected, and indeed, it has hit a 3.5-year high yesterday. We'll of course see in the coming days if that trend continues or not. In some literally earth-shattering news, there was an earthquake that was felt at about 4:15 p.m. yesterday. The intensity of the earthquake, which had its epicenter in Afghanistan-Kazakhstan border, measured about 6.2 on the Richter scale. No loss of life or property has been reported so far. Tremors were also felt in Delhi and aligning areas. But the big tremor hit the online retailing space after Walmart announced that it would buy 77% of online retailer Flipkart for $16 billion. So we'll see how American stock markets react to that particular piece of news, and of course, we will keep you posted. Well, what are international cues telling us before we go into trade today? We head straight to Singapore for the Singapore Nifty Futures, which is currently indicating a red opening, 10,767. Down 4.5 points, or 0.04% is what I'm looking at. And Asian markets have been trading, but let's find out what happened in America yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at 0.75% up, or 24,542. Turning to Asian markets, the Nikkei 225 of Japan is 0.13% up, and the broader topics index is also trading in the green. Heading over to the Korean Peninsula, that is also 0.3% up at 2,451. Heading over to Hang Seng, the Hong Kong index, that is 0.95% up at 30,826, as is the mainland China index, that is the Shanghai Composite Index, which is up 0.39%. Overall, though, FPIs sold 704 crore rupees from the equity markets and DIIs bought as many as 664 crore rupees worth of shares in the Indian equity market. Well, in the second part of the podcast, we will talk about what investors should be keeping an eye out on today. The big news, of course, comes from the earnings front, as 49 companies are scheduled to report results for the quarter that ended March later today. Some of them are Apollo Tyres, Asian Paints, Indian Bank, Emphasis, Nestle India, Union Bank of India, and Z Entertainment Limited. And there are, of course, already street expectations. Let's find out what they are like. Apollo Tyres, PAT is likely to grow by about 12% on year-on-year basis. Asian Paints profit after tax likely to grow by about 10% year-on-year, fall by nearly 7% quarter-on-quarter. Indian Bank PAT likely to grow by 3.2% year-on-year, grow by 8.8% on quarter-on-quarter. Emphasis, PAT likely to grow as much as 28% on year-on-year basis and up 15.9% as well quarter-on-quarter. Nestle India, PAT likely to grow by 17% on year-on-year basis and a fall of about 13% in quarter-on-quarter. Union Bank of India likely to report a huge loss of over 1,000 crore rupees, so that's another share that we'll be keeping a close eye on. And finally, Zee Entertainment Limited, PAT is likely to fall by 58% on year-on-year basis, down 47% on quarter-on-quarter basis. A quick look at technical charts. What should investors be doing? Should they be booking profits or add fresh long positions? Well, the index has formed a strong bullish candle yesterday. Investors are advised to remain neutral on markets and adopt a stock-specific approach. A breakout above 10,785, like I said, or a breakdown below 10,600 levels will confirm the next directional move for the markets. Three levels to watch out for today: 10,600, 10,795, and 10,900. Maximum call OIs have been placed at 11,000 and 10,800. Maximum put OI placed at 10,500 and 10,600. Some stocks with high delivery percentage going into trade today: Bharti Infratel, Hero MotoCorp, and HDFC. 65 stocks in all have seen long build-up. Kajaria, Arvind, IOC, and IDBI are among them. 112 stocks have seen short build-up. Chola Finance, Ambuja Cements, Apollo Hospital, and SEAT Tires among them. Some other activity transpiring outside of Dalal Street and in boardrooms that we should bear in mind going into trade today: Eicher Motors quarter four profit flat year-on-year at 461 crore rupees and has missed street estimates. We'll of course see how that affects the stocks going into trade today. Consolidated revenue for the quarter grew 18.5% year-on-year, which was 2,528 crore rupees. Jindal Steel is back in black, reports a quarter four profit at 145 crore rupees. Arvind Limited quarter four net rises 18% to 115 crore rupees. And finally, Federal Bank quarter four profit down 44% year-on-year at 145 crore rupees on jump in provisions and bad loans. And finally, some news you can use. We spoke to Bonanza Portfolio Limited, and here is a list of top three stocks that they gave us, which could give us returns up to 12%. L&T Infotech Limited has a buy call on it with a target of 1,700 rupees, stop loss of 1,467 rupees and return of 10%. Arvind Limited has a buy call as well, target of 481 rupees, stop loss at 414 rupees, return of 10%. And ICICI Prudential Limited has a buy call as well, target of 506 rupees, stop loss of 429 rupees and return of 12%. Of course, the views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. We here at moneycontrol.com, of course, advise users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
If you're on your way to work, why not listen to some Kaifi Azmi? There is some beautiful poetry that the great man has left behind. If not, and you're in a hurry to get to work, well, we wish you a good day at work and we wish you a good day at the markets, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.